Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I will.
Amen, amen. At this time, I this is usually not the voice that you hear, you know, for the Jubilee Affair, but I wanted to say that this is Minister Garrett. Today, it's a new day. It's a new year. And a new vision for us to be able to put our trust in the Lord. We're in 2022, y'all. I don't know about y'all today, but I'm expecting God throughout this whole entire year to do some supernatural things and to make his light be made manifest above us all, in within us all. There's going to be some times where we don't, you know, where the world is going to feel like it's going to be, you know, crumbling, deteriorating. But it's our responsibility as Christians to be able to step up to the plate and show everyone else how to live during these dark times. Amen? I don't know about y'all, but we have to live up to the responsibility that Christ bestowed upon us when he forgave us and he died for us. And he gave our life so that we could have eternal life. It's a win-win. It's, you know, if we die for Christ, we live. You know, we live again. But if we keep going and show others the way, we still live. Amen? I hope I'm not quiet, you know, on this line by myself. I know I'm not by myself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm really beyond excited this year to see what God is going to do. Throughout the Jubilee Affair, this and the Fuse Memorial Christian Methodist Episcopal Church family, I know that Fuse is in the house this morning. I know that they're ready to praise the Lord. I know that Jesus is about to be magnified. He's about to be pleased. And furthermore, I know that there's one brother that is going to kick this whole holy, awesome celebration off, and that is my great brother in Christ, Brother Tony Spencer. Are you on the line, sir?
Good morning and Happy New Year to everyone
morning.
This morning.
Hey, there
Thank
he
the
is.
Lord for another year. How many of you out there know if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where will we be this morning? Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Praise the Holy
Name.
Praise the Holy Name. Yes, indeed. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Oh, where would I be? He kept my enemies away. Oh, you let the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, he wrapped me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I'd been battered and torn. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Oh, tell me, where would I be? He kept my enemies away. Oh, he let the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, he wrapped me in the cradle of his arms. Oh, when he knew I'd been battered and scorned. So if it had not been For the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? He never left me alone. Oh, he gave me peace and joy I've never known. Oh, he answered me when I kneeled down to pray. And he'll go with me all the way. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? Oh, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. If it had not, I'm going to say that again. If it had not been for the Lord, for many of us, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be breathing today. We wouldn't be walking today. We wouldn't be able to praise him today. I just want to let y'all know that there is a testimony within that song. There's a testimony, a living testimony within that song. If it were not for the Lord, we wouldn't be able to be here. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me, but it's just that song really hit me, you know. But anyways, going on with this service and this praise fest, I want to go and pass it over to Minister Lisa Green for the affirmation of faith. Amen.
In whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Exhorter McKinney, bring the Holy Spirit in.
Praise God. First of all, I'd like to say thank you. I'm back. God has set me free. I was free, but didn't realize it. But you know what? God is good. Let us bow our heads. Dear Holy Spirit, we come to you today just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day, another year, Lord. A lot of people didn't make it, Lord, but guess what? We did. Thank God. Just by your love, your grace, and your undying mercy. Just want to say thank you, Lord. I want to pray for the sick and the shut-in, the prison-bound, the ones that just don't know you. Someone may touch them and say, they may come around and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Lord, please bless our church. And we welcome you, Lord. We welcome you with open arms, open hearts, and open spirits. I ask these and all the blessings in your name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so the scripture that's going to be for this morning is coming from the book of Colossians, chapter 3. And this is in the New Testament, Colossians, chapter 3. And I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 3 from the New Living Translation. And it reads with the heading, Living the New Life. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in a place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life hidden with Christ in God. The word of God for God's people, and we all say, thanks be unto God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, at this time, we shall have the announcements from the minister, Lisa Green. Amen. Mr. Lisa?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Blessing and love to all of God's children. Happy New Year. As we walk boldly into 2022. May you all know the love, passion for everything you are doing to heal and help those affected by the present coronavirus pandemic. We must pray constantly and to God, our consoler. May we know that he protects and keeps us at perfect peace. Father, we just thank you that you have blessed all of your children and their families in these challenging days. We thank you that everyone remains safe. Do everything that you can do to stay in touch with each other via phone, text, and by prayer. We can't always be physically with each other, but through all these means and prayer, we can stay in touch with one another and facilitate a healthy well-being for ourselves, our neighbors, and our families. We can take advantage of the living word that we attend to in moments of prayer and in moments like these. Let us cultivate responsibility, patience, and hope. It is vital for us as children of God. Also be advised that we will continue our spiritual worship experience via the PubNet broadcasting system throughout the winter months until spring. We are ever so grateful to God for his grace and mercy and HUD Network's extension of love in allowing us the utilization of this vehicle in evangelizing the living word of God here on earth. God bless you, and again, Happy New Year to you all.
Amen. Amen. Now, at this time, I don't know about y'all, but I'm really, really, I'm just overjoyed and excited right now because it's been a long time since I've heard absolute, dynamic, holy, anointed voice of exhorter Annette McKinney. And, Lord, I'm just asking that right now, you use her, that you anoint her vocal cords, and that you would have her voice resonate so much that glory will be added to you and doubled in the name of Jesus. Exhorter McKinney, the floor is yours.
Oh, come let us adore for him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him Christ, Lord. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ, Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy, Christ, the Lord. For he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee should bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, for he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee should bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, come, let us adore for him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, come let us adore him. For he alone is worthy.
Hallelujah.
And he is Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thanking you this morning, Father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Giving honor to God who is the head of my life. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning to see a brand new day, a brand new year, year 2022. I want to thank Pastor Dante Townsend this morning for allowing me to speak to you and giving you a word from the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Father, help me to be humble in all my ways. Let me not be arrogant and full of myself, but let me serve you in humility. I trust that you will raise me up according to your will and exalt me according to your timeline. Speak, Lord, speak to me. The scripture is Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, present the new life, Romans 6, 3, 5. Seek those things which are above, which come directly from the Lord, not man, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. This is referring to the fact that the great work is a finished work, meaning man doesn't have to go elsewhere. Set your affection on things above refers to directing one's mind to a thing, not on things on earth. Everything on this earth is temporal as well. Our help comes from above. For ye are dead to the old life by virtue of the fact of Christ dying on the cross as our substitute. And in fact, us dying with him. Romans 6:3-5. And your life is hid with Christ in God, all made possible by the cross. Galatians addresses problems in the church and challenges believers to examine their lives and be transformed through the love of Jesus. Paul encouraged the Galatians Christians to continue in their faithful devotion to Jesus. Read the chapter. My title is A New Lease on Life with Priorities for a New Year in 22. Happy New Year. This is the first Sunday of 2022. It's hard to believe. We're almost through the first decade of the century, 21st century. For many people, the first week in January is the most depressing week of the year. The holidays are over. The family and friends have gone home. The Christmas presents have been opened. And now it's time to go back to work and school. And even more depressing than that are the New Year's resolutions we make and then so quickly break. We tell ourselves, next year, I'm going to be more active in church. Next year, I'm going to get my finances in order. Next year, I'm going to get in better shape. Then December 31st turns to January 1st, and the rubber meets the road. I would really like to think more positively than that. God offers more hope than that. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone and the new has come. Paul also wrote these words from a Roman jail, my favorite scripture. I can do everything through him who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. As we approach this new year, I want us to be praying a prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for a fresh start. A new calendar tells us that we have been given a fresh gift to build and change our lives. Every new year and every new day is an opportunity to get it righter than the day before and the year before. So on this first Sunday of the new year, I want to encourage us to make a commitment to focus more on spiritual things in the coming year. One of the best New Test texts that subject is the one I chose for the scripture reading. Writing to the Galatian Christians, Paul reminds them, since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Galatians 3:1-3. Those of us who are Christians have experienced both a spiritual death and a spiritual birth. All of our hopes and dreams, purpose and power are centered in Christ, who is seated at the right hand of God. Our focus and priorities must no longer be centered in the things of earth, but on one thing of God. This, of course, is a very real challenge because we still have to live in the real world with all its stress and struggles. Focus on spiritual things does not remove the stress and struggle altogether, but it certainly makes a huge difference in our ability to both survive and thrive. As we try to live more spiritually, focus life in the new year. I want to point us towards 7 practical priorities. Write these down now. Number 1, forget about yesterday. The Apostle Paul wrote, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. As we know, Paul was a man who had some things from the past that could haunt him if he let them. He had made some terrible mistakes that brought great suffering to others. There is not one of us who doesn't have something negative in our past that could immobilize us. Failures, hurts, disappointments happen to all of us. But God does not want us dwelling on them. God would have us come to him for forgiveness and healing about the pain and regret of yesterday. It is God's gift to us that we can walk in a newness of life, that we can forget those things in the past and live in the present. So that's a good place for us to start the new year, to forget about yesterday. Priority number 2, don't worry about tomorrow. I know that is easier said than done. Tomorrow can be so overwhelming with the potential for pain and insufficiency. Jesus gave us this prescription. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It's not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Matthew 6, verses 25, excuse me, through 27, 32 to 34. Jesus promised that God knows what we need and that God will provide what we need. Our job, however difficult it might be, is to trust God, seek first his kingdom. In other words, stay faithful and pray. Paul wrote, do not be anxious about anything, but everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. I'm not trying to pretend that any of this is easy, but I'm certain that there is no better way. Our hope and help is trusting in the Lord. Whatever we face in the new year, we will be better off if we make it a priority to forget in the past and not worry about the future. Priority 3, make today count. The famous funny man Groucho Marx said, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow isn't here yet. I have just one day today, and I can choose how I shall be, and I choose to be happy. The only day we have, and literally the only moment we have, is now. We are not promised tomorrow, nor even the rest of today. Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As we try to take off one day at a time and make each day count, we can do so by walking with the Lord. We can thank God and rejoice in each day and ask God to guide us and help us make each day count. Focusing on one day at a time frees us from the burden of the past and the worry of the future. The following four priorities are really ways to make each day count. Priority 4, help every person you can. When we focus all our attention on ourselves, we get lost in our struggles. But when we turn our attention outward, we realize the tremendous blessing of helping others. Every person we encounter is facing some kind of challenge or is carrying some kind of heartache. Our own personal struggles or heartaches may be bigger or smaller than theirs. It makes no difference. If we seek to be a blessing to everyone we meet, then both of us will be blessed. Paul wrote in Galatians 6:10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. In chapter before that one, Paul beautifully summarized the Christian life with these words. The only thing that counts, expressing itself through love, Galatians 5:6. Isn't that good? Living for Christ is all about loving and giving. Love makes everything lovely, especially you and me. What a great year and a great life we can live if we focus on others and attempt to help every person we can. Priority 5, keep your heart pure. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. Any mechanic will tell you that a clean engine runs better and delivers more power than a dirty one. The same is true of a pure heart. We make a terrible mistake when we collect and retain all kinds of garbage in our hearts. I'm thinking of things like evil desires, resentment, jealousy, hatred, and thoughts of revenge. These things eat away at us like cancer. They poison our hearts and block our ability to see God and experience a vibrant spiritual life. That's why in the passage right after the one we read is our scripture reading, Paul wrote, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to you, earthly nature, sexual immortality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourself of all such things as these anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you haven't taken off your old self with its practices and have put on a new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Galatians 3, 5 through 10. Again, I'm not trying to say that any of this is easy. In Romans 7, Paul talked about his very struggle to do what he knew was right. I can testify to how difficult it is for me to keep my heart and life pure, but this must be our ongoing priority. If we give in to temptation and evil and allow it to take up residence in our heart, then our entire lives will be harmed and hindered. But yes, as Paul concluded, I believe that God will give us the relief and the resources we need to develop a pure heart and life. Paul said, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 7, verses 24, 25. Thank God there's hope for us that we might have a pure heart and life. Amen. Renew. Priority 6, renew your strength daily. One of my favorite passages, Isaiah 40, 28, 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting, God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I don't know about you, but I need some of that. Amen. Just as our bodies require daily nourishment from food and water, so does our spirit. We need daily nourishment for our souls. Where can we get that nourishment? Psalms 1 offers us answer to that question. Blessed is the man who not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stay in the way of the sinners or sit in the seat of the mockers, but his delight in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yield its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither, whether he does prosper. Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Don't you want to be a picture of your life? I want my life to be like a healthy tree, extracting nourishment from the soil and the stream nearby. I want to encourage each of us to make a priority this new year, to spend more time every day with the Lord. For some of us, that has been a priority for many years. There is no only way to do so, but that time should include scripture and prayer. It can also include song, devotional books, fellowship, and with Christians or journaling. The important thing is that we try to have a constant time and place to meet with the Lord. As we meet with the Lord and exercise our spiritual muscles, we gain the spiritual strength we need for each day. Jesus demonstrates the importance of staying connected to the Father, as he often made time to be alone with God, and we would do well to follow his example. Priority 7, our last priority. Act on God's promises and commands. In Philippians 4 and 9, Paul summarizes his instructions to the Philippian Christians, saying, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. There is no substitute for faith and obedience. God is pleased when we trust in his promise and act on his command. As we move into this new year, let's make it a priority to claim God's promise. Oh, doing walk by faith. And when we know there's something God wants us to do or change, let's not delay in trying to do it. The old night commercial, just do it. A good recipe when it comes to God's command. In my conclusion, the year 22 lies before us like unspoiled, newly fallen snow. May God help us make the best year for the Fuse Memorial CME Church and for each one of us. I believe the seven priorities we have discussed today can lead us to that end. Let's forget about yesterday. Let us not worry about tomorrow. Let's make today count. Let's help every person we can. Let's keep our hearts pure. Let's renew our strength daily. And let's act on God's promises and commands. James L. Kraft, the founder of Kraft Foods, employed the priorities we have been talking about today. But that's not how he started. When he was a young man, he desired the most famous manufacturing cheese salesman in the world. His goal was to be rich and famous. He began his business with a little buggy and a pony named Patty. Each day he took his cheese and Patty and went down. The months passed. The young man began to despair because he was not making any money. In spite of long hours and hard work, one day he pulled a pony and stopped, began to talk to him and said, Patty, there's something wrong. We're not doing it right. I'm afraid we have things turned around. Our priorities are not what they ought to be. Maybe we ought to serve God and place him first in our life. Kraft then drove home and made a covenant. For the rest of his life, he would first serve God and then would work as God directed. Many years later, after such success, Kraft said, I would rather be a layman in the church than to head the greatest corporation in America. My church first job is serving Jesus. Many of you know Tom Brady. He's that 30-year-old quarterback. He is regarded as one of the best quarterbacks in the era. He won 3 Super Bowls, received 2 Super Bowl MVPs, and had been 4 Pro Bowls, named Sports Illustrated. I saw him in an interview on 60 Minutes a while back. Tom Brady was asked about his future and fulfillment. He said, God, there's got to be more than this. I'm sure he didn't even notice that in his simple sentence is the answer and key to life. God, God, there's got to be more than this. God is more than this. Do you hear me, Christians, this morning? God is more than this. We Christians have what he is missing. Let us never forget that God is everything. Without God, life is meaningless. The best of life and eternity are wrapped up in God. We will never be sorry about focusing our life on serving God. The next verse after our scripture read says, when Christ, who is in your life, appears, then you will also will appear with him in glory. Galatians 3:4. That's our hope and our goal. May God bless us as we walk with him and serve him in the year, the new year of 2022. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's a beautiful sermon, Reverend Thomas. Happy New Year to everyone. The doors of the church is open. Is there anyone ready and willing to accept God into your life? The doors of the church is open. Let us go into the prayers of humble assent. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy metaphor and great mercy. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs up under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy grant us. Therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful souls and body may be cleaned by his death and washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he is in us. Amen. The prayer of consecration by Reverend Knox.
The prayer of consecration. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, For thy tender mercy did give us thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made thereby his oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfactions for the sin of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospels commanded us to continue a perpetual memory that is most precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we receiving these, the creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remissions of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Amen.
Let us repeat the prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The bread represents the body of Jesus. Jesus died for you. Please eat the bread. The wine represents Jesus' blood. Jesus shed his blood for you. Please drink the wine. And may the peace of God go with you. Amen. That Bible is for Lisa Green.
Praise God from above. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
May the strength of God sustain us. May the power of God preserve us. May the hands of God protect us. May the way of God direct us. May the love of God go with us this day, night, and forever. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This has been the Jubilee Affair. We thank you for joining us and worshiping with us. We'll be back next Sunday. May God bless you throughout this week, and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. On behalf of Pastor D and the ministerial staff of Fuse, we're signing off. Amen.
I know it gets hard.